Radio 94.5. My name is Robbie Armfield. With me is Mitchell JC.
Hey, how are we doing?
And the other amigo, Bernard Bolke, is actually in the bathroom currently. It's the Go for Gold special today, the huge Go for Gold special. We have a number of fantastic prizes lined up. If you become a supporter of this wonderful station, call in. The number is 833-22-945. We actually have a very special guest coming in to celebrate the start of our supporter drive show. His name is General Mark C. Gist, and he's a respected man about town. He's a former member of the Serbian private paramilitary, serving for 25 years as the commander of the elite Delta Bliat task force, hunting Kony in the depths of the Congo rainforest since 2012, with many arduous and even deadly missions before that. A lot of them are classified. He's come into FBI a few times, but every time he's been here, Mitchell, my amigo here, has refused to bring him into the studio for some reason. Now's your chance to make up for all those times. Okay, Mitch, if you could just go ahead and usher in Mr. Gist. He's waking in the waiting in the foyer there, I think.
Sorry? What do you mean?
Just Mr. Let's not waste any. Let's not bandy about. Mr. Gist, bring him in the studio here. That'd be fantastic. We can then talk to him.
Get Gist. I'm not. What?
The General Gist.
Yeah.
Mark C. General Gist. If you could just grab him there. Just stand up. Get up.
Go and get the General Gist.
Yes. He's your mate. General Mark C. Gist.
Okay. I'm not going to get... All right. I'll go... All right.
The General that's in the studio here. We're getting him in to talk. Can you please go to the...
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay. I really don't get that, but... Okay, I'll go and look at the side.
Okay, thank you. Mark C. Gist. He's waiting there. He's your mate. All right, here he is. Okay.
Ooh. Brought in the General Gist.
How are you still confused? He's right here. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't really...
General Gist, welcome to FBI Radio.
Pleasure to be here, gentlemen. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I thought there were three hosts on Robbie's Modern Life. Presenting engaging content.
General Gist, you've managed to summarize the essence of the show quite concisely. And as you've rightly pointed out, one of our troop is missing.
Well, boys, when it comes to getting the meat of a discussion, I'm more than competent.
General, it's so good to have such an accomplished figure on the show, especially during this important time at FBI. But should you not be in some Botswanian rainforest or something, tracking the elusive and at-large Kony?
Yes, quite a succinct summarization of my recent duties, but alas, unfortunately, Kony's trail leads to another continent, this beautiful one that we are currently on. We believe Kony might have taken up a stealthy residence here in Australia.
Well, thanks for coming on the show, General Gist. It's a very special episode today as we are in the middle of our supporter drive here, where if you sign up to become a supporter, you can win a bounty of great prizes.
What did I miss?
Oh, Bernie, you're here.
Bernie, you're back. You're back, man.
Take a seat, man. All take right. a seat. Okay. After the break here, we'll have the supporter drive coordinator, Ted Dwyer, in the studio to explain the prizes. You're listening to RML on FBI. One baby to another says I'm lucky to meet you. I don't care what you think, unless it is about me. It is now my duty to completely drain you. I travel through to blend up in your affection. Should you need for you, pass it back and forth. In our kiss from my mouth, yours. I like you. Drain You by Nirvana from their wonderful album Nevermind. We're about to drain you of your cash. Text in, call in to give some money to FBI Radio, because that's what we need from you, your sweet, sweet dosh. The number is 833-22945. You've got to tune to Robbie's Modern Life on FBI Radio 945 with Robbie, Bernie and Mitchell. Woo! Sponsored by Red Bull, as usual. Loving it, loving it, loving it. In the studio currently with us is the support coordinator, man about town, Ted Dwyer, to tell us of the prizes that we have to give you if you become a supporter in our time slot. Ted, g'day.
Hello, boys.
Okay.
Very good.
All right, before you get into it, Ted, can I just say that we've brought ourselves, it's Pat Cummins, the Australian fast bowler, the beautiful man himself.
The face of Gillette.
Australasian face of Gillette. The beautiful man himself has graciously gifted us his training jersey and a training bat, which he has, again, graciously signed himself. We've also got the wonderful men behind the Batuta Advocate have also signed it, and us RML lads as well. So that's just one of the prizes. It's huge, huge. Prize pack
massive. Wish I could win it.
Numero dos. Prize pack numero dos. Ted, run us through it, please.
Man, do we even need another prize pack? That's amazing. Pat Cummins. Huge get. Huge get.
Absolutely.
That's a big one.
It is.
Yeah, look, boys. At FBI Radio, our listeners are really the lifeblood of what we do here, and we couldn't do it without them because we're a not-for-profit station. Okay. And all of our people, everyone here, including you three, we're all volunteers. So we need our we need the support of all of our listeners to keep standing up for Sydney Music Arts.
Let's wrap
culture.
This up. It's pretty boring.
So today, we've got a prize pack from EMI to say thanks if you become a supporter before the end of the show. And it's
huge.
Stacked. Yeah. There's a Kieran J. Callanan vinyl in there, his new album Bravado. We've got Middle Kids' new EP, their self-titled EP on vinyl as well. And Pond's most recent album, The Weather.
The Weather.
Plus, a signed Lil Yachty Teenage Emotions CD, and it's all wrapped up in
signed
by him.
By him or
by the yacht itself, massive. By the little boat.
Mental. That's mental.
Call in.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's all wrapped up in an EMI tote bag. So go for gold. Become a supporter of FBI.
You've forgotten something awesome. Sorry,
I will be doing that.
There are also playing cards inside it as well.
There are some playing cards. Yeah,
official EMI playing cards.
That's just
cards.
A little perk, secret perk. But I guess you revealed it, so that's fine.
Damn it!
Don't worry about it. No, that's cool.
Well,
yeah,
part of it.
I mean, I'm not angry. I'm disappointed.
Okay.
Let's cut to our pre-record.
Ted, thanks for detailing those prizes. Let's cut to the pre-record now. You've got to tune to RML on FBI Radio 94.5. Thanks so much for being with us. Your boys, Robbie, Bernie, and Mitchell, with
What's
you
going
now.
On?
We're currently in the middle of a supporter drive for FBI Radio, so getting money from you, donations, to keep the station up and running. But we are unsure what our prizes are to give away, so we're currently getting in touch with Ted, the organizer, to understand what they are. Ted!
Ted, how's it going?
Hi.
Ted,
good, how are you?
Yeah, we didn't ask that. We need to know what the prizes are that we're giving away tomorrow, please.
It's, I'd have to double check, but I'm 99% sure it's an EMI record pack.
Okay,
EMI record
pack. That sounds really spicy, man. What does that consist of?
That consists of a copy of Kieran J. Callanan's album, a copy of Pond's new album, a copy of Middle Kids' EP, and a signed Lil Yachty CD all in a tote bag.
Oh, that's huge.
Holy.
Yeah, awesome.
I was under the impression it was just the Kieran single and the Pond single. It's not. Is it the entire LP?
No, they're full albums.
That's a deal.
Holy.
Wow.
It's a big prize.
That's genuinely amazing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Ted, that's huge.
Hopefully you get lots of supporters.
Thanks. Do we have your consent to put this on air?
No, you don't have my consent.
All right, thanks for your consent, Ted.
Thanks for that consent, Ted. And thanks for letting us know what the prizes are we're giving away. You all heard it here first, folks. Those are the prizes that we'll be giving away if you call in now to support FBI Radio, Sydney Arts Culture and Culture. The number to call is 833-22945. We've got
Ted on the line.
We've got Ted on the line to take your calls in order to facilitate that transaction.
Ted, get off the line, man. People are trying to call in.
We've got a number of calls coming through now. Ted, we're going to need you to get off the line. The number to call in to support FBI Radio, Sydney Arts Culture and Culture is 833-22-945. That is 833-22-945. If you're lucky enough, we might put you on the air. Ted, get off the line. Thanks, man. We've got calls coming through now.
Ted, you're hogging up the line time.
Bye, guys.
Okay. Thanks, Ted.
Thanks, mate. Have a bad one.
That was Ted.
No, I'm just joking. Have a good one, Ted.
He already left.
He's going, fuck. Okay, I guess we'll go to a song now, shall we?
Yeah,
let's go to a song.
Nobody gotta leave tonight. Just another song about drugs. And I, everybody can believe tonight. Just another song about drugs. Sweet dreams and high hopes. To black sleep and no hope. Deep breaths, don't choke. Mum's got your hand, understanding. Renounce someone's soul. So get a lung full of dope smoke. Now you're laughing at my jokes. Laugh louder at my sick joke. We're getting deep again. Life begins at 1 a.m. So nobody gonna leave tonight. Just another song about drugs. Everybody can believe tonight. Just another song about drugs. Up in plastic, thrown down the stairs, feeling fantastic. Strip me down to my underwear, because I'm the kind of guy. My higher self, self-aware, aware enough, enough to know. My choices are my own. But I can't breathe again, I can't trust my friends. I'm an even guy. Now the second one is coming on strong. I think I might be gotta leave tonight. Just another song about drugs. Everybody can believe tonight. Just another song about
Hello, you got it tuned to Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio 94.5. Robbie, Bernie and Mitchell in the studio. The song that you just heard previously was S.A.D. by Kieran J. Callanan from his wonderful most recent album entitled Bravado. It is included in the EMI prize pack that we have to give away in relation to the Go for Gold special. We're doing the supporter drive at the moment, raising funds for the station, Sydney's cultural vibrancy. So if you want to donate, give us some of your dosh. The number to call is 833-22945. We've got that prize pack.
And again?
833-22945.
One more time? No, I'm kidding.
So the EMI prize pack, just to reiterate, includes Bravado on Wax, the new Pond album, The Weather on Wax, the new Middle Kids EP on Wax, yep. Lil Yachty CD signed by the man himself, amazing. Playing Cards.
Playing Cards.
And the tote bag itself. The prize pack, too, is Pat Cummins, Australian fast bowler and Australasian face of Gillette. He's graciously gifted his training jersey and a training bat that he signed. Thank you. Signed by himself, the man himself, the beautiful boys from the Batuta Advocate, and us RML lads.
Wow.
So two huge prizes. So, but you're going to have to donate if you want to be in the running. Okay, we've got a couple of texts here. The number to text in is 0409945945. One of them saying, is this heaven or the VIP room? Because I think I just hit the jackpot. Robert Crumb from the documentary Crumb. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Another one. What? How do I donate? Love the show, Gus. Well, interesting question. You call in on 833-222-945.
Right now.
Sign up. We've got some beautiful people out there to collect your sweet dough, your dosh.
Waiting to take your call.
That's it. But now it's time to get into some content here. So, we're currently in the midst of FBI Radio Supporter Drive, where we ask you to support our non-for-profit, volunteer-run community radio station with a few bucks. To do this, the bigwigs behind the scenes fashion a yearly theme to assist in the content creation, as well as helping the general public get around giving away money in a festive fashion. This year is Go for Gold, but as the modern men we are here at, on RML, we're always looking into the future, and we are about to give you a glimpse of what we glimpse. That's right. We're about to give you a little taste of next year's theme, which is...
What is that? What is that?
Drum roll, please.
What is it?
Tabbouleh. It's Tabbouleh next year.
Okay,
awesome.
Not sure why they've decided on Tabbouleh as a theme. It seems quite limiting.
It's pretty good stuff, though. I love it.
It'll work with what we got, I guess.
Yeah, like fully Tabbouleh. I don't know. We could work with that. Yeah.
So keeping in theme, we've devised a little taste test segment and with our in-house chef / performance artist, Brent Jeffries.
Oh, Brent.
Yeah. Here he is. Brent!
Okay, for those of you listening at home, Brent has just served up three delicious-looking fresh plates of tabbouleh for each of us here. Sign up to be a supporter right now on 833-222-945, and we will eat this tabbouleh.
Oh, whoa! Okay.
Okay, again, the number to call in is 833-222-945, and we will eat this tabbouleh.
Brent!
Brent, can I get a serviette, please?
Tabbouleh is served.
Awesome.
Here we are.
Oh, we got a call.
It's a full plate.
Oh, okay, we've got a call.
Oh.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Yeah, hello, is this Robbie?
Fred from Coogee on the line, is it?
Fred from Coogee. Yes, this is Robbie from... Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio.
Oh, looking to sign up.
This is Fred from Coogee. Yeah, thanks for finally picking up. I've been trying to call in for the past, like, half an hour.
Yeah, that's all right, mate. Yep. Here you are, we've got you on the air here. How are you?
Yeah, well, I'm actually not too good, thanks. I'm calling in regards to my FBR supportership.
Yeah, of course. All right. How much would you like to donate?
That's the thing. I've been donating $5 a month for the past, like, couple of years now, and I'm actually calling in regards to revoking my sponsorship.
Oh, revoke as in...
You want to put more money in?
No, as in, like, I want to cancel my subscription fee.
Okay. Oh, we could probably deal... I mean...
All right. We can work with that.
I've been a supporter for like a few years now, and ever since this show, Robbie's Modern Life, came on,
right,
I'm just finding it impossible to stay with the station.
Right, okay. Oh, okay.
Is there like a script we can read to maybe turn him around or something?
I don't know.
I think there's like a script or something.
Yeah, gosh.
There's no script. It's literally you guys.
Okay. All right. No.
I love FBI as a station. I love music. I love Sydney music scene, but this is just ridiculous.
Okay. All right. Oh, sorry about that, man. I'm sorry you don't enjoy it. Is this like a G-up or something or what?
Can we cut him off?
This is not a G-up. I'm being...
Just cut him. Maybe we take it offline. Cut him offline. We don't need to hear him.
Okay.
Thanks so much for your support.
Thanks so much for calling in, Fred. I'm just going to cut you off. Thanks, mate. Okay. All right. Oh, tabbouleh is served once more,
we're
I suppose.
Going to,
Please.
Oh, Will, yes, how's it going?
Will's in. Sorry.
Will, sorry, just jump on the mic there if you can. What are you saying?
Don't pick up that phone call on hold. Okay, I think he's going to drop his support.
Oh.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I don't think it's the best thing to broadcast.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, there was a phone call on hold, was there?
Yeah, whatever that last segment was, just drop it.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Oh,
are you guys sweating? Oh, my God.
A little bit.
Every phone call has been a cancellation for the past 10 minutes.
Right. Well,
22 minutes.
Well, thanks for letting us know. We shan't be putting them to air anymore. Thanks, Will.
We won't put anything to air.
Head back to the phones. Thanks, Will.
Thanks,
okay, nobody call in to revoke, please. Only call in to provide. The number is 833-222-945. We need your dosh. Call in. You're listening to RML on FBR Radio. This is the song Minimum Wage by Cass McCombs. Beautiful, beautiful. Hello. Goodbye. Here it is.
You're listening to RML on FBR Radio. Consider supporting the station by calling now, 833-22945. Give us your money.
Tropical Edition Red Bull. We're sponsored. We've just got Red Bull on the line sponsoring us. FBR Radio. Feeling good, feeling fresh. We got those wings. We've got them wings.
We've got... We've got on the line from Red Bull.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Hey, guys. From Red Bull here.
Change the name. Change the name.
Is that what? Actually the person?
Yeah, change the name.
What do you mean?
Who is that? Hello, Stella here from Red Bull. I hope you're loving the product.
Yeah, we're loving the product. I hope you're loving it.
Stella here from Red Bull.
Thanks, doll.
Thanks, doll. You're gorgeous. Stella. Again, we've got Stella here on Skype.
Thanks so much for being with us, Stella. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well. I'm so well.
Who the hell is Stella?
Wait, who the hell is Stella? And why?
Stella doesn't work for Red Bull.
Look at her t-shirt. It's like a DIY Red Bull shirt. What's going on with that? Boys.
That's a wig.
Okay, turn off our mic.
She's wearing
a wig.
Shaking her head.
Turn
she's
off our
shaking
mic.
Her hair.
Okay, yeah. Rob, you need to turn off our mic. She can still hear us.
Okay, okay. All right, I'll turn them off now.
Okay, so she can no longer hear us? Guys, I'm really suspicious about Stella. I don't think she's an actual Red Bull representative.
I don't think she's in Wales either at the Radiohead concert.
It looks like a botched green screen job. The classic film tricks to trick us into thinking that she's actually in Wales, but she's probably in a studio. The Fox Studios.
She's probably in Fox Studios.
I think that she's an imposter.
I think she's an imposter, yeah.
I think she might be a Fox employee.
I'm getting mixed vibes from her, and I'm starting to wonder what her motives are.
She's beautiful, though.
She's gorgeous, yeah, but I don't know what her motives are.
Don't let that fool you, man, because she's probably not in Wales, and that shirt does not look like a real Red Bull shirt at all. It looks like
it's a radio. Yeah, I think it's a Radiohead shirt that's been scribbled on.
Keep your voice down.
I'm trying.
She can see. She can still read our lips, guys. Have you seen 2001?
I absolutely have. It's a great movie. There are a number of documentary series on YouTube that I watched recently, and I learned so much about how it was made.
Did you learn that Hal actually reads the lips of the two astronauts in the scene when they're in the pod and they're talking to each other and they think that Hal can't hear them, but it is actually reading their lips?
Bernie, that's actually exactly what I heard, but I also saw an analysis video that suggested that it would actually be very difficult for HAL 9000 to accurately have read their lips, because famously if you are to read lips side on, it is very difficult to get the full picture of what is actually being spoken.
Could you link me that analysis when you get a chance? Actually, I'd love to hear that. I'd love to hear more about that.
I've just got it here, actually. I'll just send it through you now.
You just sent it across to me.
Got it on a USB, dude. Stella is looking at her lips front on. It's not a side on situation. She's looking at her lips front on. She has a full frontal view of her lips.
Wait, let me get this straight. So this scenario is unlike that of HAL 9000 from 2001 A Space Odyssey, a film by Stanley Kubrick in which he reads the lips from side on. This is a front on situation.
This is completely different to the situation in the Stanley Kubrick film 2001 A Space Odyssey, where HAL 9000 reads the lips of the two astronauts in a side on situation. This is a front on situation where Stella has a full frontal view of all our lips.
Stella, the faux Red Bull spokesperson, has a full frontal view of our lips.
Keep your voice down, man.
I'm trying not to use my lips anymore.
Try and be like a ventriloquist. Like, don't move your lips, but keep it pursed. Did you see the bonus scene breakdown in the 2001 Space Odyssey? A documentary on how it's broken down by Kubrick. It's like a director's commentary.
Like an alternate ending.
There's an alternate beginning, actually. With the monkeys.
An alternate beginning Stanley Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Yeah, the alternate beginning is Kubrick actually makes a cameo with the monkeys, and I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It makes sense that he cut it out because he's just walking around with the monkeys.
Yeah, it'd be like a nice little nugget, though, wouldn't it?
Fans love seeing Kubrick in there with the monkeys.
That's actually the only version I've seen.
What, Kubrick with the monkeys?
Kubrick with the monkeys. The movie makes no sense.
Are you okay, Rob? You're trying to throw Stella off the scent.
Sorry, mate, we're on air.
We're on air.
Oh my god. Let's get some professionalism going, okay?
I'm always professional. You
don't lazy fade it in, man.
All right, we're on air, guys, okay?
You're going to give us the hands.
Hey, hey, yeah. We're on air.
Yeah?
You all right with that?
Yeah, of course.
Hey, you got to tune to Robbie's Modern Life on FBI Radio 94.5. Hello, welcome. Thanks for being with us. You can call in because right now we're doing the supporter drive, raising funds, dollars, dough for the station. Keep it running and Sydney's vibrancy, cultural vibrancy going. Keep RML on the grid, all that sort of stuff. So please call in. Again, the number is 833-22945. Support the station. Give us your money. We've had a number that have called in so far and given that money away, and we are so, so thankful.
Everyone I'm about to read out is in the running for our EMI prize pack. Tony in Tamara, Angus in Browra, Candice in Marrickville, big shout outs Callum in Como, Kate Marrickville, Jackie Chung in North Sydney.
One of them had a shout out, didn't he?
Hang on a second. Yeah, Callum, oh, what is a comment? Shout out Pajama Sunday / The Clench coming soon.
You're on radio, so can you please read it?
Oh, sorry, Pajama Sunday is The Clench coming soon. I don't know what that means. Everyone there is in the running to win the EMI. Prize pack.
Well, that's such a diverse group as well, from all different sects of Sydney. That's what I'm liking about that.
That's
all
what I like about that, Mitch. Yeah. I love how sprawling. How sprawling.
The urban sprawl of
Sydney.
They
were catering to all these different groups and ideas.
Ideating and all that. This urban sprawl, the diverse urban sprawl. We're loving
it. It's beautiful.
It's just so beautiful. But call it. Numbers 833-22945. Okay, it's supporter drive time. And you know what that means. Dope content. And that will get you to sign up to be a supporter. That's why we've forgone sleep over the weekend, slaving away, ideating on what could get you, the listener, right now to sign up and pledge your cold hard cash to the cause that is Great Community Radio. We've devised a new segment especially for this. Well, one of a few. We don't want to brag or anything. I mean, we've got a number of ideas. It's called Empty Promises. Yep. It's exactly what it sounds like. If you sign up to become a supporter, we are going to make a promise with you, or rather, we are going to list off a number of empty promises, which you can then choose from when you call in. Okay, so let's do it. Mitch, what's your empty promise for the donors?
Well, Bernie, do you want to start, maybe?
I mean, I did have the first empty promise ready, Rob. That was...
Bernie,
I should have
go ahead.
You beforehand. I promise to come and empty your bins for an entire fortnight. Okay, this promise includes taking rubbish from small dustbins and the like around the house, getting it out to the council-provided bins, and then rolled out onto the street for collection. The fortnight of bin emptying will commence on the day after your local bin day and run for 14 days. This promise will include mandatory free lodging at your residence for the duration of the emptying, as well as supplied meals and organised recreation activities.
There's a few caveats there, isn't there?
That's my promise.
That's your empty promise. Mitchell, what's your empty promise for the donor out there?
Okay, so we've got, I promise to sort through your email inbox and read all your unread emails. Are you plagued by a chock-a-block inbox full of pesky emails from your boss, unwarranted subscription services, and your significant other? This promise is for you. For however long it takes, we will sit down at a supplied computer and read all of your unread emails for you, emptying your inbox in the process. Drinks and snacks must be provided, of course.
Yeah, that's a given, I think, with any of these.
That's good. I like those empty promises, boys. I've got one here, an empty promise for you. I promise to drive you around until there is no fuel left in my car. This promise is a great one, and I couldn't recommend it enough for those of you who struggle to get from A to B in time or in a way that maintains your dignity as a human being. Just a few things to note about this promise. The car is provided by the promiser, but the promisee must supply a full tank of the appropriate fuel to the location of the promiser's vehicle before the promise is undertaken. The passenger must provide drinks and snacks for the driver and allow for ample rest time where necessary. You can't get us to drive across the country in one go is what we're getting at.
That's ridiculous.
The promise will end immediately when the car breaks down on an empty fuel tank. In this instance, the promisee must have a full jerry can ready for the driver and must exit the vehicle immediately. Keep your eye on the fuel gauge, because once the full tank is up, you're out of the car. You're out of the car. Mm-hmm. How do you like that one, boys?
Yeah, that's a great
promise.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
A lot of empty promises here.
Bernie, do you have another empty promise?
I actually do have another empty promise here. I promise to end world hunger.
Okay. And
empty stomachs. I know what you're all thinking, there's no way. And honestly, I haven't thought of a way of doing it yet without like 300 or so GM crops, but this is my promise to you. The world will not go a day longer without empty stomachs. Actually, I just thought of one. So this one is going to require a few thousand land and sea vehicles, a willing government, a UN bill to be passed, and more than a handful of forward-thinking individuals. If you sign up to support FBI, I promise to end world hunger. I will, of course, require countless years of training and ample study time to brush up on what's necessary to achieve this. So call in and pledge your funds.
And the number is 833-22945 to call in and donate.
We got one more promise for you guys to choose from.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, we do, yeah.
And this is one that we all promise.
Okay.
We all promise to clear our brain of all worries.
Okay.
That's right. We're going to smoke up if you donate today. We're going to empty our head of those draining troubles, which will bring us great relief. And you, the listener, and potential enabler, can facilitate this entirely. For just a flat $50, I know a guy who could hook me up with a couple grams of the Mellow Bush stuff. You heard that right. We don't even need you to continue donations for this one. Just help me get through the week.
Sweet.
We got a couple more donations.
Wow. Okay, some people, they haven't put down the empty promises that they want us to fulfill.
Not yet, but if you have any more empty promises that you can think of that you'd like us to adhere to, text in. The number is 0409-945-945. Big shouts out now. Or call us on 833-22945 to donate. Big shouts out here to Kerry from Byron Bay and Nicole from Northbridge for signing up. That is dope.
That is all over.
Big ups to you guys. Let's keep that train rolling. To get us there, we're going to listen to a song that's called Money to Burn. It's by MGMT from their first album entitled Climbing to New Lows.
Stop turning, you're in trouble. Head for the right.
Mitch and Bernie are going to strangle me to death live on air if you don't donate your money.
You're an accomplice if you don't donate.
Did you work it out?
Work it out, work it out now, bitch. I'm about to pass it. Hype without fugitive. These streets Wesley. Boys get on me, try to test me, arrest me.
Wet than a motherfucker. Oh, fuck. Okay, we've got some technical issues.
It seems that
we're gonna need a supporter to help us out here. Ian,
I'm gonna need somebody that knows anything about audio, text, death, or call.
Become a supporter and then help us out here with this audio.
Yeah, this isn't good. This isn't good.
Okay, if you can, call in 833-22945, become a supporter, help us out here. This audio's out of whack. We need some money. We need some money to get it up and going again.
833.
Oh!
Whoa, it seems like we've got another donation. Oh! Oh! Thank you so much for donating, everyone. Now we'll get back to the music. Money motivated, doing sprints when I'm chasing it. It gotta be a Hemi. I don't normally do the basic. Still at the Libra.
Slowing down. Keep up. Oh no.
It seems that we've got more issues with the technical difficulties.
We're gonna need a couple more dollars here.
It seems that we're gonna need some more dollars in order to get it playing again. Call in, the number is 833-22945 to donate your sweet cash to our sweet business here. We big up Sydney arts, music, culture and culture here on FBR Radio, and specifically on RML. That is exactly what we're all about. And we would love to continue bringing this to you. But again, we'll be needing your money to do so. You can sign up online if you feel at fbradio.com, or again, call in. The number is 833-22945. We have a number of sumptuous prizes that you'll be going in the running to win, but you'll also allow us to continue playing this lovely music.
I think we got a song. Sorry, not a song.
We got a text.
Okay.
Oh, yep, it's coming back on.
Oh,
I think it's coming out. I think the money's come through the bank account.
I think the money's coming through now. I can see the...
Yep, I'm just checking that. I'm just refreshing the bank page.
Okay, we're blind. Okay, the president is... Okay, yeah. Thank you. Thank There's you, Terry from the Hills District. Okay, we've got another passionate supporter. Amanda in Coogee. Thank you.
One Artemis Fowl. $2 from an Artemis Fowl in London.
Alright, let's get back to music now. I think we've got enough. Money
on my mind ain't nothing. Okay, that's it. All right, too much money.
We've got too much money.
Oh god.
Okay, we've currently got too much money. I'm gonna need one of you to back out as a supporter. If you could please back out of being a supporter of FBI Radio, we have too much money right now. Not for profit. We are not for profit, okay? We have too much money.
We need exactly enough to stay afloat.
We need enough to stay afloat. We don't need more than enough.
Okay, we have too much money in the system now. It's all going straight towards our audio.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, yep.
No!
Okay, you have to repeal those donations as quick as you can.
Okay, thank you to Benjamin in Campbelltown for backing out. You've allowed us to get back on track here. Okay.
Benjamin, thank you so much for taking money back from us.
Holy sh! Okay, we got something wrong with the audio. We're gonna need Benjamin to get out. Benjamin, are you a supporter or not? Were you either in or you're out, mate.
We need some audio technicians on the line.
You're listening to Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio 94.5 with Robbie, Bernie, and Mitchell.
Oh.
take me back from my youth.
Youth, the fresh single by Sydney's own Pool Room. Beautiful stuff.
Exciting stuff.
Check it out on the Bandcamp. You got to tune to Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio 94.5. Hello.
Hey, hey.
How you doing?
Thanks so much for being with us. Robbie, Bernie and Mitchell in the studio. It's the Supporter Drive. We've been asking you for your donations to keep this station and Sydney's vibrancy up and about and afloat and abroad.
We're drawing the prizes in like...
Now?
What? No. A couple of minutes?
Probably a minute or two. So if you want to get those last little donations through to win these prizes, please do. The number to call in is 833-22945. Again, that's 833-22945. Let's tell them what the prizes are. Prize one, Pat Cummins, Australian fast bowler and Australasian face of Gillette, has graciously gifted us with his training jersey, which he has signed, and a training bat, which he has also signed. It's also signed by the Batuta Advocate boys and us here at RML. Huge stuff. Absolutely monumental.
What's next?
The other prize.
Yep.
The other prize. Oh,
we've
got a text here saying get on with it. Okay.
Okay, well, what the?
Thanks for texting in. Please never text in again.
Just trying to get the last one.
One more. All right.
Excellent.
Okay, this is Liv in Northbridge. Thank you. You're in the running.
That's big.
I'll tell you about prize two, which is the EMI record prize pack. It includes the new Kieran J. Callanan album, Bravado, on wax, the new Pond album, The Weather, on wax, the new Middle Kids EP on wax, huge, Little Yachty CD signed, a pack of cards, and an EMI tagged tote bag. So just massive, huge.
Should we draw the shirt and bat?
Let's do it. Let's the shirt it. And bat,
Mitch.
One of the monumental prizes of this.
Okay.
Okay.
Shaking it up. Shaking it up.
Drum roll, please, Bernie.
Don't look at it.
Hold it above your head.
I'm not looking. I'm not looking. Let's get that drum roll going.
Who's gonna win? The Pat Cummins training jersey and bat signed by Pat Cummins himself, the Batuta Advocate,
okay,
and RML. Who is it going to be?
Is that drum roll going?
Yeah, the drum roll's going. Yeah.
Batuta Advocate signed by RML and Pat Cummins, the face of Gillette.
Who is he?
The face of Gillette.
Oh, Australian fast bowler. He's a beautiful man.
Oh yeah.
Which one we got?
Foot. And it goes to Nicole in Northbridge.
Oh, congratulations, wow. Nicole. That's huge.
Well done. Wow.
That's prize numero uno.
That's an online sign-up she's written there.
Yeah, wow.
Okay, so next prize,
next
EMI.
Prize number two, number dose.
Number
the
dose.
EMI.
Let's get a drum roll going.
Okay, again, this is the EMI prize pack. We have Kieran J. Callanan's Bravado, Pons the Weather, Middle Kids EP, Lil Yachty CD signed by the man himself, playing cards all in a little tote bag. Who's it going to be?
EMI prize pack.
No.
We've got Bravado.
Album of the year, Bravado by Kieran J. Callanan.
Exciting stuff. It was a great album too.
It was pretty good. No, it was great.
It was very good.
Little Kids EP in there as well.
RML's album of the year. Okay, here it is.
And it goes to Callum Como?
From Como.
From Como.
Wow.
Callum from Como.
Well done. You won the ear. Do we have some sort of congratulatory music or sting or something?
That would have been good to
set
up.
We do.
Oh, it's just falling flat.
Not yet.
Okay, let's leave it.
That's great. Right.
Exciting.
Callum from Como,
you won the EMI prize pack. Well done, mate.
Thanks. Come and collect it.
Yep, come
and get it. Oh, we don't have time to deliver that.
We'll sort that out later.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a goodbye from us, and thank you once more to everyone that texted in and donated. It's a wonderful thank you from all of us here at RML. It's goodbye from Bernie Bolgi.
It is goodbye.
Mitchell JC.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
I've been Robbie Armfield. We love you, and we wish you all the best. Have a wonderful day, wonderful week. We're going to leave you now with a song that's called Thank You. It's by Swans from their first album entitled Filth.